Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is Karma Spence, your host, and today I'm speaking with Maria Oslagi, who is the president of Hearsay Communications, a public relations firm. Welcome, Maria, to Public Speaking Superpowers.
Hi, Karma. How are you today?
I'm just dandy. Just so that our listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little bit about your journey to success in public speaking?
Certainly. My journey goes back probably to my college days. That's when I realized that I really had an interest in public speaking and when I decided to hone my craft. I'm a graduate of the University of Georgia, graduated from the university in 1991. From there, I eventually, soon after that, made my way into TV news. I spent about 6.5 years as a television news anchor and reporter. And as you know, being in the news business, you certainly have to be able to think on your feet and speak on your feet. And that's one place where I had the opportunity to really hone my skills. After leaving the TV news business, I worked at the Citadel, which is a military college in Charleston, South Carolina. There, I assisted my boss with a public speaking class and also ran what was called an oral communications laboratory. It was a place on campus for students, whether they were undergraduates or graduate students, and for professionals to come in and to practice their presentation skills. We would coach them. We would videotape them. We would help them develop presentation slideshows. We would help them with all sorts of visual aids. So that was a good place for me, again, to refine my skills, but also start with my passion for helping others in the arena of public speaking. Soon after that, I left the Citadel and worked as the communications director and media spokesperson for the Catholic Diocese of Charleston here in South Carolina. And that was during a very challenging time for the Catholic Church. It was pretty much at the peak of the sex abuse scandal that broke in the United States in the early 2000s. So again, another challenging time to be able to think on your feet and speak on your feet in front of TV cameras on a very serious topic. Again, another challenging time for me. Soon after that, I went to a chamber of commerce where I was the executive vice president and eventually moved back to Charleston in 2007 where I founded my company, Hearsay Communications, and where I'm also currently an adjunct professor at the Citadel, again, the military college in South Carolina, where I teach graduate and undergraduate students a class called Business Communications in which we focus a lot on public speaking. So I would say during my career, I have probably assisted thousands of students and professionals on honing their public speaking skills while going out there and doing public speaking myself, whether conducting seminars or doing sales pitches or any of that type of communication.
Very good. Since you've had a lot of experience in this, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or is it something that you're born being able to do and why?
I believe it's a learned skill. I believe that if you have a passion for wanting to be a good public speaker, you can do it. But you have to be willing to really take the time and make the effort to practice those skills. It's just like playing golf. It takes patience. It takes skill. It takes practice. I really hit home with my students, with the professionals that I coach, that they have to really work hard on organizing a good message, on developing a strong message, and on delivering that message. First and foremost, they have to develop an effective message and have a very strong point and really make sure that they know their audience well. To me, that is so important, is knowing who your audience is, knowing what they want to get out of it, and making sure that you hone that message so they walk away and they say, wow, I got that point. I know what that was about. It wasn't a waste of my time. But then also having it well organized and having a good roadmap, a strong introduction, a strong body, and a very strong conclusion, making sure you get your audience's attention in the beginning, making it pertinent to what their needs are or their wants, at least in that setting, having strong information to support your points, having terrific stories. I think stories are one of the best way to get a point across during a presentation is to find stories that fit the point you're trying to make. Then having a strong conclusion and and making sure you wrap up what you were saying and leaving folks with a clincher or something that they can kind of chew on, a golden nugget they can take away. So again, I think it is a learned skill. I think it is something that if you want to invest the time and the effort that you can do well for actually delivering your message or giving that message or speaking that message, again, that's something I think that can be learned also through practice, through having strong visual aids, through really feeling comfortable with your message. I think that it's definitely something that can be learned.
Okay. So imagine, if you will, that you are a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpower?
My main superpower would be making a very strong and poignant point, because I think there's so many times people go and listen to presentations, and I've heard plenty from very prominent people throughout my career, throughout my experience, and I've talked to other people at the end of that presentation. I've said, what was the point that this speaker was trying to make? And I would say after some of those presentations, I've had 3, 4, 5 different responses. If you can't make a strong point and your audience can't walk away with saying, oh, that's the message this person wanted to get across from me, that's the one golden nugget I walked away with, then you really lost your entire opportunity that you had in that public speaking arena. If you don't relate to that audience, as an audience, you don't want to be walking away saying that person wasted my time. You want to walk away saying that was a well invested time, or my time was well invested in that. So I think that having that strong point is just vital. That's what my superpower would be, to have that strong point that people can walk away with and say, I learned something and it wasn't a waste of my time.
So if someone wanted to develop that particular superpower, what advice would you give them?
Basically, I would tell folks, in order to hone the superhero power of getting to a good point, that they need to do their homework. They really need to sit down and first and foremost analyze their audience. They need to think about the demographic background, their psychological background, maybe their relationship to the topic. So that way, as you start thinking about your audience and what point you want to get across to them, you can make sure that you develop that message in a way that will hit home for them. And then once you've done that, coming up with that one sentence, what's the theme of this presentation? What's the main point? What's the one thing I want them to walk away with? Because once you have that, then you can start intertwining that main point throughout the presentation and keep going back to it. So again, if they hear it 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 5 times throughout your entire 10, 15, 20 minute presentation, they're going to walk away and say, aha, that's the one point the speaker wanted me to walk away with. That's the one point that I am walking out the door with. So to me, that's how I think people can develop that particular superpower, is to do their homework, to know their audience, and to come up with that one sentence that summarizes whatever their topic is about.
So if I understand you correctly, communicating that one point is really the intersection between your core message and the target market.
Correct.
Because you can communicate that same core message different ways to different audiences, but for each audience, you need to come up with that intersection point.
Correct. Because as each audience is different, you need to adjust that point a little bit to your audience.
Okay. And this is something that a lot of the other people I've been speaking to have really emphasized, is that you really need to know who you're talking to. Do you have any tips on how to find that information out?
I think any time that you're asked to give a presentation, first and foremost, you just need to start asking questions. What's the makeup of the audience? What's their background? Is this entrepreneurs? Is this school-age children? Are these men? Are they women? What's their educational level? What is their interest in the topic? What do they know about the topic already? I think really analyzing from that perspective as much as you can is vital. Now, if you can't do that, it's just a matter of doing some research on the internet. If you're asked to speak in front of a group and it's just a vast variety of people, like maybe a Rotary group having a lot of diverse people, or maybe organizations, it's maybe going online and researching their membership and finding out who those people are, what their background is. I think doing that research, at least from the internet, the best you can will be very helpful.
Okay. Well, I think you've provided us with a lot of really good information, and I think this particular superpower is probably one of the more powerful ones, because it really helps hone your presentation as well as emphasizes how important it is to know who you're talking to.
I agree. And if I could just add one more thing, every time you're given an opportunity to speak to a group, it's an opportunity for you to educate. It's an opportunity for you to inspire. It's an opportunity perhaps for you to make a sale. It could be part of your livelihood. And if you don't have that main point and people don't walk away saying, aha, that's what that person wanted to talk to me about, you have lost that opportunity. And that's just a really sad thing when you have such a great opportunity and you lose it because you just can't make a point.
Right. And I've heard often where someone goes to a presentation and they're like, what was that person talking about? What was the point? And that's such a shame because you just lost however long that presentation was of your time.
Exactly.
And it was pointless.
Exactly. The audience member walks out frustrated because they've lost their time and you walk away losing an opportunity.
And whoever organized the event is definitely not happy because they didn't provide the value they were hoping to provide to their audience. So,
correct.
Yeah, it's very important.
That's why it goes back to what I think public speaking is a learned skill, because if you can sit down and prepare and learn and be good at putting together an effective presentation, that is developing a strong message, organizing it well, and delivering it well, then you are far ahead of so many other people.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Maria, for sharing your pearls of wisdom with us today.
Thank you, Karma.
This is Karma Spence, your host of Public Speaking Superpowers, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on her picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.